Did you have a question for me?
I did. I was just wondering what the most powerful letter in the English language is to you.
The most powerful letter? I don't even know what that is. But okay, let's just...
Do you want to start with that?
The audience can contemplate that.
Okay.
While I point out how dull of a day it was today.
Oh, okay.
The very first article on the BBC...
Yeah.
...was about hippies getting muddy. To me, that says, guys, don't worry. Nothing's happening today. There's no news. Relax.
Yeah, that was a big story. Have you ever been to Burning Man?
Why, no. No. But I'm a little confused because isn't that what they're for?
What?
Hippies muddy? I mean, they're supposed
to
be muddy,
like,
right?
Yeah, well, that's just because of Woodstock.
Hang on a second. I'm looking at the directions now. It says hippies, a place in water, dirt, and music mix well. That's literally the directions for hippies.
Making a hippie? Okay. I think the mud, it's just because of Woodstock, and there was mud at Woodstock, right?
There's always mud, and... They trample and they, you know,
do
they
stuff.
Mud. Mm-hmm. They mud. Mm-hmm. I had a follow-up question. I was wondering about this. Mm-hmm. What is the appropriate vehicle for a hippie to drive these days? Because, you know, in the day it was a VW bus because they were worthless garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say that about them anymore. So
no.
If you're a hippie driving a VW, obviously you're not a hippie. But what is the appropriate vehicle? I don't know.
A Prius?
That seems a little bit too much like a hippie's parents' car. If you have a Prius and you're raising kids, you're going to raise a hippie. So that's not what they're driving. That's what the parents are driving. That's what the bad parents like me, that's what I drove. So my son now is he's not really a hippie, but he's, you know, a vegan and he doesn't drive cars. So he's like,
he's hippie. Hippie adjacent.
Yes. Hippie adjacent.
I think I was hippie adjacent, but I was too, I think I missed the revolution. Just by virtue.
In your Mustang?
No, just by virtue of like the year of my birth. I mean, we missed the revolution, right?
Hey, man, it's not about how old you are, man. It's about it's in your soul. You can be a 90-year-old hippie or a 9-year-old hippie, man. You don't get it.
Right, Nordstrom's.
You're not adjacent.
Right, Nordstrom's was in my soul, so.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't.
Pretty sure that's not hippie adjacent.
No. So, so it was a light news day? Is that what
you're
saying?
Seems that way. Like I said, I mean, how much lighter of a news day than you can get if the main story on the BBC is muddy hippies?
What I don't understand is how they got stuck in the mud. Like, where did the water come from? Was it the melt? What happened?
This thing called the sky? Okay, here you go. This is the time to do it. This is our, quote, monsoon season. So you can, if you hear some weird noise on the roof, like pitter-patter, go outside, look up. You'll notice the water is literally falling out of the sky. We call that rain.
Oh.
It rains in places. So that was all. Unless you want to talk about what kind of car a hippie should drive. I'm not, like I said, I don't know. It's just, I'm going to put that question out there. I can't figure it out.
I think it's an e-tricycle, but I could be wrong.
Have you bought one yet?
No, I didn't even go look at them. Like, can I get out of this house for more than 10 minutes without the sky falling?
If you're talking about rain... Yeah, you most of the time you can get out of the house in Phoenix without it falling.
Right, that's
but,
true.
Oh, if you want a bike, you know, actually, Gray Matter Bike Shop downtown, the two locations they have today, Labor Day, right?
Is today Labor Day?
Yeah, it's one of those. Memorial? No, it's Labor Day. So what, I can't wear white or something? I don't know. Anyway, they have a sale today.
Mm.
You buy one Kona bike, you get a second one half off.
Mm. Should I meet you there?
So if you want to buy the first one and then I can get the second one, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Why do I have to buy the first one?
Because I don't want to pay full price. I mean,
why don't we buy the first one, buy the second one, then split it?
No, I don't have that much money.
Me either. Okay.
Well, you can pretend. Okay, you buy yours at full price. I'll buy mine at half price and you can return yours.
Okay.
Except the problem is that they have two shops, as I just said. They have the nice shop, which is the one that's open, but the other one's not open today. The other one is kind of my shop. It's basically like Goodwill for bikes. Uh-huh. It's like where they literally have 1,000 used stuff and old broken parts. I can't go to the new one because the new one, they said I don't have enough money.
Okay, so you've been shadow banned?
No, but they know I can't buy anything there.
I don't even know what shadow banned is, but anyway.
Oh, it's when you don't know you've been banned.
Oh.
Because they won't tell you've been banned. So you can go pretending like you're still doing whatever you're doing, but nothing's happening. Like this happened to me on OfferUp. You know OfferUp?
Yeah,
you know
you told me about that. Yeah,
yeah,
I deleted
that was,
it.
What a shit show that is.
I deleted it.
I wasted like 2 months on that stupid website.
Oh, my God.
And I finally go buy a new camera. Mm. Could have bought a new bike. Bought a new camera instead. Anyway, I guess this isn't really follow-up, but just as an addendum to the Orlando Museum of Art,
yes.
I was thinking, I think we need some more merchandise for our store.
I was thinking the same thing. Did you read my mind?
What is your merchandise?
Just fake Squeeout t-shirts.
That would be great. I think you should continue. I really think you have something with the fake Squeouts. That can be your new name.
My new niche?
Nom de plore, or whatever it's called. You know, the fake name. The French, the fancy French fake name thing. Yeah, make some fake Basquiat. No, my idea is a t-shirt or a bumper sticker that simply says, I went to the Orlando Museum of Art and all I got was this lousy fake Basquiat. Actually, that rhymes.
Would we get sued?
No.
Okay, go for it.
They're busy suing their own people now. They're busy suing their own curator.
Right. Well, I think we should just do it. Okay, that merchandise will be ready when?
I don't know.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Okay.
I'm nodding.
Great.
I got to knock off a couple more fake Squeouts. Maybe I should call it faux Squeouts.
Fake is closer to Bach. No, I don't know. Whatever you think. You could do.
I think fake.
You could have two lines.
Bach Squeouts, Fox Squeouts.
You could have the Fox Squeouts. That sounds like a fox. You could have, you know, the high-end line.
Right.
Like the Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
And the everybody else line.
So like I could do some on canvas and some on just cardboard.
And you could have the kid line, the Scion. Do you remember the Scions?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was a brand Toyota had for like a decade or so.
Oh,
like,
Scion. Okay, a car. I don't even think about stuff like that.
That's right. It was great. They made some of the best cars back then. They had a tiny little coupe. Sports coupe. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite one was the box. They took a cardboard box and put wheels on it.
A box Squeouts.
Yes, I guess so. Everybody still drives those things too. I mean, they don't die.
Oh my God.
Oh, they were so fantastic.
Not the Scion.
Yeah, the Scion XP. It was a little box. It was like a microvan.
Very cool.
It was awesome.
Very cool.
It's not fast enough for you. It's not a Mustang.
Well, I never drove my Mustang fast.
You know, you keep saying that, and you keep saying that to the point where I really start to think that you're lying to me. I think you're just trying to rewrite history.
I just wanted to look like I drove fast.
Did you want to talk about anything today, or are we just going to be wandering around?
I know. We can't keep wandering. This is ridiculous. I wanted to talk about the English language.
With me?
Well, more specifically, the alphabet.
I don't speak English.
I speak English poorly. But we could just knock this out real quick.
Sure.
What's the most powerful letter in English to you?
Oh, right. You asked me that before. What's the most powerful
letter? I lost this one. I mean, I had a different letter in mind. Mine was Z, by the way.
Z. I mean, I like Z, but Z is a useless letter. We don't need it.
Yeah, Zapsing, Zoot Suit.
I mean, it's close enough to S that you could just replace it with S.
Mm. But it has such a sharp edge.
It's a slightly different from S.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll keep it.
We'll keep it.
Zebra.
Zebra. Zinger. Zoolander.
Okay. That's enough.
Okay.
Don't get carried away.
Speaking of Zoolander, I have to throw something in.
Oh, Jesus.
And I never publish anything on social media anymore. But like when Trump had that, I know this is such a segue, such a meaningless, but like when he did that mugshot.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of was Zoolander. And I Googled it and there was a picture exactly like that. I think it was like the Magnum or something. Remember all his looks were the same?
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
I really tried to ignore that movie because it just looked so bad.
It was horrible. It was so bad at like you laughed. But anyway, so I sent it to Cheryl and we laughed and then she's like, oh, people on like, I don't know, X or Twitter or whatever the hell they're calling it.
X Twitter.
Okay, back to the topic.
Well, just one thing.
Okay.
When I saw the mugshot, I took about a second,
mm-hmm.
and then I just burst out laughing.
Me too.
it looks ridiculous.
It is.
You know, he's slouching down, and he looks like he's constipated. I can't understand what else he's doing if he's not on a toilet constipated. He looks. I don't. That is what constipation looks like. That is now in the dictionary, under the word constipation.
That is hilarious. I don't know. To me, it was so staged and ridiculous.
Yeah, if you're going to stage it, you should spend some time to make sure you don't look like you're constipated. Dude.
Exactly. I didn't think of constipation. I just thought of, this is the most, I thought of Zoolander, which is probably the most ridiculous movie I've ever seen.
It's like, tell me you're guilty without opening your mouth.
Right.
Just make it look like you're a 3-year-old who's trying to cover up the fact that you're guilty. Mm-hmm. You took the cookies. Everyone knows you took the cookies.
You took the cookies.
And you can't keep it off your face.
That's a good one.
He's lost his mind.
I've lost my mind just living here. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to cheat. I know what the answer is.
Do you?
X.
It is X. I was shocked.
I don't know that. I mean, why do letters have power? If you take it, does it like if you took it out, would people miss it?
Talk about stuff that's like, I don't know, useless.
Stupid?
Yeah. I mean, how many words do you use in a given lifetime to start with X? I mean,
X?
Yeah. How many times have you actually said xylophone?
Okay. I was going to say, if I was a xylophone player, I'd be very offended right now. Though
right.
I'd also be confused because I can't spell that word. Actually, you know, it's probably one of those stupid words I probably could spell. But I'd be like, why isn't it spelled with a Z? You got a perfectly good Z right next door. Why don't you just use that?
Exactly.
And X, I mean, talk about a useless letter. We have K and S. That's X right there. X. Isn't that it?
Yeah, evidently. It's
S-E-K-S, sex. There, I just fixed the whole English language for you.
Good. Okay. Well,
One
less letter. So how many does that make? 27?
37?
I don't even know how many.
29?
28 50? Or 29.
It's got to be at least 50.
I was not an English major. Yeah, it's supposed to be aloof, powerful, and alluring.
It's definitely none of those. It's in your face. It's the X Games are not aloof. Gen X? Do you think I'm aloof?
No.
Who are you to tell me that I'm aloof because I'm a Gen Xer? We are the loudest, partiest, loudest. Did I mention loud?
You said loud like 4 times.
We're slacking harder than anyone else. We're more creative.
You hit the slacking.
Whatevs.
Yeah. Whatevs. Well, it's a letter, it's a symbol, it's a singer, it's a dancer. Anyway.
Did you have a point to all this?
It's just there was this article that, you know, talked about the rebranding of Twitter. Twitter. I read that wrong. And they said that's why X could be the most powerful letter in English.
To be serious for a second, this is what happened. It doesn't seem real to me that Elon Musk would take one of the strongest brands in the world.
Right.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And just throw it away. Just like push it off the desk into the trash bin. It's like,
right. Okay,
it's been a decade in the making,
mm-hmm.
billions of dollars, and, you know, we just don't want it anymore. And replaced it with X, which is something he has tried before. You know, he was part of PayPal in the early days.
Right.
And he wanted to name that X. So that was literally 20 years ago.
Well, didn't he name it X?
This is not new. No, he tried to. His board members, everyone else in the room said no. The adults stood up and said, no, Elon, sit down. No, we're adults. We can't name our company X. That doesn't make any... PayPal makes sense. It tells people what we do. It gives us our brand.
Right.
Plus, there may be some copyright problems with X because, like, everyone and their mother is using it for everything and a sink.
Right.
This time, there were no adults in the room, so guess who got to rename their new toy X?
Mm-hmm. I just read this, and I thought, you know, it has a lot of cachet in the alphabet. None of this makes any sense.
Right, but Twitter had a lot of cachet in people's minds.
It
in
did.
The space, in the social media spaces. You could list, if you had to list like 4 or 5 top social medias, they would always be in it. Even
exactly.
Though they never made a lot of money, but they were important. It was an important space to have
mm-hmm.
and an important space to be in if you were mostly for news journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you want to be a celebrity, that too. But it was kind of like a public square. Everybody showed up.
Everyone did show up. So who's showing up these days to X?
A bunch of white nationalists.
It's horrible. I just wanted that bird.
They didn't even make the bird. So that's one of the crazy things about Twitter. The Twitter story is mostly not about Twitter. It's about other people coming in and fixing Twitter for free. Right? Twitter didn't come up with the bird. Twitter didn't come up with the idea of, quote, tweets. They didn't come up with hashtag. Their user base came up with all the stuff for them and just gifted it to them.
I didn't know
that. It was just gift after gift. And then some guy came up with the once the tweet was done, it was like vaguely bird-like. So someone made a little blue bird, which is beautiful. And I can't remember the person's name. I feel bad now. And then I think it was Twitterific or there was some other app that like blew the doors off of Twitter because it made it so much more useful, more usable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Twitter basically just copied that for their own app.
Twitterific?
Yeah, Twitterific. And of course, it was one of the ones that Elon Musk killed. You know, he came in and he said, no more third-party apps. You can't, if you're a third-party app, you can't use our API anymore. You can't show any tweets. It's if you want to use Twitter, you got to use the Twitter app or the Twitter mm-hmm. website. Mm-hmm. And so all these businesses that had been going for years building their own apps on Twitter immediately got shut down overnight. It was despicable. Elon Musk is a despicable person. Like talking about, he just takes people's businesses and destroys them for no reason.
Other than he can.
Not that I'm angry about it. I'm just pissed off.
Same thing.
Well, he thought that somehow by alienating his top users who were using the paid services because they were so much better than Twitter, he would somehow make money. I don't know.
I don't buy any of this, and I don't think X is
alluring. What do you mean? No, you don't buy? Oh.
I mean, the argument that it has cool. cachet.
It's kind of like more of a symbol than a letter.
It is. That's what I said. It's a letter. It's a symbol. It's a singer. It's a dancer. It's a comedian. I don't know.
Everybody likes to use it. You know, Microsoft uses for Xbox.
Yeah, Madam X.
X Games. All kinds of X's out there.
Yeah, the X Factor. Anyway, enough of that.
Do you have any notes?
Those were my notes.
You need better notes.
Yeah, I just don't think I cared about it just that much.
X them all out. Wish we could X Elon Musk out.
Oh, no. He's kind of amusing in a so, really no, morbid way.
No, he's terrible. He's again, I'm going to say this over and over again. Howard Hughes. You know, Howard Hughes was genius, and then he went insane. Or went crazy, not initially insane. Just crazy. Elon Musk, we're watching the Howard Hughesification of Elon Musk.
He's why do you think, why is that happening?
I don't know. You got, you're the nurse. You tell me why he's going crazy.
I have no idea.
Well, you have more of an idea than I do.
I don't know. Maybe because...
You've been in hospitals.
Yeah, maybe because he's powerful and...
No, it's a brain thing. It's something with his... I don't know what's going on. Do you think it's chemical or do you think it's emotional? Or is it a combination? I don't understand.
I can't diagnose. I have no idea. I just think he's, you know, a tad narcissistic. And I think that, you know, he's got a lot of money and he's had success and he's... probably
lots of people are all those things, but they're not slowly going crazy,
right? But they're also not Elon Musk. I mean, in terms of that level of you know, success and money, etc.
Well, Bill Gates has that level of success and he's a little narcissistic, but he hasn't gone crazy. The opposite could be said. He is, as he's gotten older, he's gotten nicer, easier to deal with, because instead of stealing everybody's IP, he just intellectual property, he's like he's supporting the invention of cures for malaria and allowing people to live longer and more happily.
Why do people just beat up on him so much?
Who, Bill Gates?
Yeah.
He's an easy target, I think, for conspiracy theorists nuts.
Yes. Exactly. I keep saying that. I just opened the prettiest nail polish.
I think generally conspiracy theorists like to start with low-hanging fruit. So mm-hmm. they want to take people who are famous, so you already know them, so they don't have to introduce you to them.
I see.
And then you just twist the truth a little bit here and there. Instead of saving humanity, he's trying to kill it.
Oh, yeah, I've got a whole sub-rant on that.
And, you know, Elon also named, not his car company, Tesla. He
his
didn't
child.
Name that X. Not X, but he did name one of his models X. And now he's really happy because he's got his whole lineup of cars. And in order... as they are listed on the website, it's the Model S, the Model 3, the Model X, and the Model Y. And if you're a 3-year-old, oh no, I guess you have to be a 12-year-old in like middle school or something mm-hmm. to see this, but the 3 is backwards E.
Right.
So his models spell out sexy.
Yeah, I saw
which
that.
Which is, For a grown man of his age, is a little gross. A little gross.
Mm-hmm. I just always feel like he's just punking everybody.
It's one thing to have fun. You can have fun, but this is juvenile. Mm-hmm. Like, have fun at an adult level, you know? Is that too much to ask?
Apparently.
I mean, that is so base, right? Isn't that?
Yeah,
Read a book.
I found it silly.
I don't find it silly. I found it not offensive, but it's so base and crass.
It's cringy. Like
It's cringy. He's trying to make a joke, but he's bad at jokes.
Yeah, he's bad at jokes.
He doesn't know he's bad at jokes. So it just makes it so... I feel like cutting this whole thing out, Elon Musk out, because it's just... Ew. Anyway, is there anything we can talk about today that's more interesting?
It's just a couple months ago we were bantering about, like, oh, we'll just call them prompters, which I thought was fully sufficient. And then, of course, now it's all fancy schmancy, and it's like AI prompt engineer. And it's just, I think it's funny.
It's not super fancy. And I think we just refer to them mostly as prompters.
Yes, prompters. So what were your notes on this? Okay, let's just get into it. Like, these prompters... And like since ChatGPT, there's been a whole wave of people, mostly young, that we're starting to play around with the large language models and the image generation programs and getting them to do things that the creators never really intended. Okay.
Well, part of the problem is that the creators don't know what they intend because they don't know what their creations are actually doing because they don't know how they're actually programming them or how they're learning.
Right. But would you define like large language model? What is that? Just an all-encompassing, all languages, English?
No.
What does that mean? Is it just computer language?
Okay. Do you know? That's a good question. Do you know what Reddit is?
Barely.
Okay. So Reddit is basically the internet's online forum. In the old days, we used to have different, you could have a website and the website would be, I don't know, about radio-controlled cars or airplanes.
Okay.
And maybe it was originally was a print magazine, RC World, becomes RCWorld.com. You know, they printed me like magazine, and then in the 2000s they transitioned to a website, and then they, as part of that, you know, they published their stories about, you know, the newest radio controlled jet, whatever.
Okay. So it was like topics and related.
Well. It would be like a regular news magazine, but then they would also have forums. So the people who read it could go in and talk amongst themselves. It used to be a thing where all the different websites would have their own forums. You know, there's still one for mountain biking. I still read a forum. This is very strange now that I think about it, that there's actually still MTBR, which is a mountain bike forum, which is just on one website. You know, most of that got completely consumed by the social media big sites like... this thing called Twitter. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called X now.
It's called...
but Facebook consumed most of it. But then there still needed to be a place where people didn't have to be associated with Facebook and still want to talk about things. So Reddit was a site where it was basically just whatever forum you wanted to set up, you could set up. And because the people, the Redditors, the people like would give up their own time to set up a section on Reddit about Barbie or whatever whatever you want to talk about, you could find something, you could find a place on Reddit to talk about it. And then people would, self-regulate those communities.
I see. Okay, so say there was a Barbie Reddit. Is that considered a subreddit?
I'm sure there's a Barbie subreddit. Like, literally
what
any
is a Reddit versus
is
Reddit the site and subreddits are the
right,
things?
Right, they're all subreddits, really.
Okay, and so if, like, say you had Barbie subreddit, and then I wanted to start Barbie subreddit, would it just be eaten up by yours, or do I get a second one, or do I have to rename it?
Well, you could always start your own subreddit, but... Why not just join the Barbie subreddit unless you had something different to say about Barbie? There may be enough content to have several subreddits up for Barbie.
And then how do people find you? I've never been... got on Reddit for a minute. I couldn't figure it out.
All indexed, so you can... If you look up stuff, it is a pretty common place to find answers to questions because people have had these questions on Reddit. This is one of the beauties of Reddit is people go to the internet to do a web search to get an answer to a question. Mm-hmm. And in Reddit, they've already asked these questions to specialized communities and gotten specialized answers back.
Okay. So how legit are the answers? Are they vetted by, I mean, well, or is it like tongue in cheek or what?
It's a community. So you have to, it's a community of internet users, so you have to gauge it. But generally it has attracted more serious people that are trying to do more honest work. That's not to say you won't find dishonesty in it, but then of course things are, it's the internet. So it's, you have to assume that some of it's going to be, or, you know, some, garbage. At least some of it's going to be wrong and garbage.
Right. Yeah.
But they try to self-correct within their communities.
Sounds good. So that's what a this large means.
I'm trying to explain it.
Okay.
What this means is that Reddit has this absolutely gargantuan database of text communications about subjects, which are all relevant. Like literally you drop in Barbie and you have all these subreddits on Barbie, all these conversations, people discussing Barbie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Interesting.
So this is a large language database, like natural language, right? It's like if you could just drop a microphone into a cafe or something, this would be like just.
Oh, that's a great analogy. Okay, that's a great analogy. Okay.
So it's really hard to get this kind of content where you're seeing any subject in the world and you're seeing real dialogue back and forth between people. So. It's not only language, but, well, I say it's not just words and definitions like dictionaries.
Okay.
You can scan a dictionary, but it doesn't give you a sense in what the context of the words
are.
Right,
the context, right.
This puts everything into context. That's the important part. So when you're trying to teach a computer what language is, and you can say, okay, go look at Reddit. And look at Reddit, or if anyone for that matter, if you go tell a person to go learn how to speak a language, just go to Reddit and read the Reddits. You will learn the language based on what's going on there. And it also, you can, like I said, you can drop a topic in it and get a lot of very specific information on that topic. So when that's a large language model, and it is invaluable for teaching these things. For teaching the AI, ChatGPT and things like that. So now, if you ask ChatGPT to write you something about Barbie, it has something to reference. It has
you've referenced it. Okay.
Thousands and thousands of posts that it uses to try to reconstruct something to answer your question about Barbie. Like if you ask it, ChatGPT, design me a new Barbie for the beach. Describe that, what that would look like that to me. And ChatGPT can go through the language model that it has and try to figure out, well, okay, we're starting with Barbie, we beach, and then we want a description of that. And it goes through and tries to reconstruct on a statistical a model, what statistically is the next big thing after Barbie and between beach. And that's how it constructs its ideas.
Would it find Malibu Barbie?
No doubt.
Okay.
Lots and lots of Malibu Barbie. But it would also try to create something new. So it would look for new things, quote, new. And by new, it's literally looking for the word new and what would statistically come after that.
Interesting.
So models like that are kind of rare in the internet. You can obviously you can find them on Facebook, but Reddit really was kind of like a gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Reddit didn't realize that until after they'd given it all away and trained all the models. And then they got really kind of pissy about it. And now they're trying to figure out how to monetize something that they already gave away.
I see. I don't know anything about it, but that's horrible.
What's horrible?
That they gave it away.
It's not really horrible. I mean, it was just it was an academic process. You know, 2 years ago, nobody knew that ChatGPT was going to be of any value outside of academia. And then suddenly it started working. It's like, oh shit, this thing works. What do we do with it? Well, let everyone use it. That makes sense. Well, this bomb works. What should we do with it? Well, just give it to everyone.
I was reading about the adversarial prompting, and they were looking at how long can a prompt be and still be followed. I found that interesting. You know, and it's like, why are they trying to make it, quote unquote, misbehave to some extent? I mean, that's how I saw it.
Right, but that's exactly what kids do, right? They poke it until something happens. And that's kind of the beauty of it is these prompt engineers, they're young hooligans who are just trying to break things. They're just trying to break it. And they're clever enough. That's the, you know, humans will keep poking things or sticking things in holes or breaking stuff off or just trying to make things or make things do things they're not supposed to do.
Okay.
There's that great scene from Back to the Future where Marty McFly, these stupid kids are pushing their little scooters around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got the upright so they can get a little handlebar. He breaks the handlebar off and just uses it as a skateboard. And everybody's like, wow, that's so cool. You just invented the skateboard.
Did Marty McFly invent the skateboard?
That's a discussion for another day. We have to talk about paradoxes in time and... That's a whole different ballgame.
I see. Okay. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting that I thought Subrant came up with the idea to call them prompters, and now it's a fancy term, prompt engineer.
You did. I can't remember who said this, but we're all thinking at the same rate. Everything is affecting us, a lot of people at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. The news hits of a new thing or a new technology is revealed or a new study is revealed.
Kind of like that collective consciousness.
And then... people's brains work pretty similarly. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people all over the world will have the same idea at pretty much the same time. If you look back at the invention of any really important thing like the telephone or mm-hmm. the airplane, you will see all across the world there are many people doing exactly the same thing mm-hmm. at the same time. It just, you know, the Wright brothers get Kitty Hawk because they were the first ones to make a continuity of it. There were plenty of other flying machines at the time. But they were the first ones that started with the airplane and then actually made, you know, improvements. And they created a storyline mm-hmm. that went forward. Alexander Graham Bell, the same thing. He had a telephone, but he was also very good at monetizing things. So he was able to make it into something that people started using every day.
That's so cool. Now look where it's come.
Like vaccines, I just learned this the other day. Penicillin was well known as a cure or having an effect on killing bacteria before, mm-hmm. I can't remember, whatever doctor that was in the 40s or 30s or whenever it was, who made a big deal out of it. But he was the first one to make a big deal out of it, to actually say, okay, well, let's see if we can extract this.
With a sock?
Extract this particular chemical that is having this effect on bacteria from penicillin mm-hmm. and make, quote, what we know of as penicillin today.
Oh, penicillin.
Oh, it was Sabina Hoffens.
Oh, I thought you were talking about vaccines.
No, it was Sabina Hossenfelder. She just did a video on capitalism, actually, as part of capitalism. She explained how capitalism basically allowed penicillin to take off. And if without capitalism, we probably wouldn't have penicillin.
Penicillin's a great thing if you're not allergic to it.
And if you're not overusing it.
Yeah, I'm allergic to it.
No, that's stupid. That's really dumb, Catherine. Don't be allergic to it.
I know. So, yeah, you end up in the ER once. And you know you're allergic. Anyway, I don't have anything else to say about prompters. I thought prompters cut it. I thought it was fine. It was simple. It was direct. Now it's fancy. Yeah, they're engineers.
It's interesting. Yeah, people are getting paid mm-hmm. basically to break the systems. And that makes sense. You mm-hmm. want to see. It's important to remember, though, as I keep saying, AI is not AI. AI, artificial intelligence. Chat, GPT, Midjourney, these are not artificial intelligences. They don't understand what they're doing. It's just trying to statistically guess what the next pixel or the next word is mm-hmm. based on these large models that they have. They look at all these different posts on Barbie and they see, you know, what is the most statistically likely word to come after this word? I put this word next to it, and then I put this word next to it. It's like a puzzle piece. It's like a robot trying to make a puzzle, but without looking at the picture or without mm-hmm. looking at the pieces. He's just randomly picking up a piece mm-hmm. and seeing if it fits onto the next one.
I see. So within these little blocks of, I don't know, misbehavior or like trying to shape this in a way that it wasn't intended, could there be a spark of sentience? I mean, do you think that could happen?
Not in this system, because like I said, it's just statistics.
Okay.
I could be wrong about where this winds up, though. Mm-hmm. We may get enough of it that maybe that is intelligent. Maybe what we think of as intelligence ourselves isn't mm-hmm. as smart as we think we are. Maybe mm-hmm. we don't really understand it. Maybe we are just regurgitating out the next logical thing to say. That is a distinct possibility, since we still don't understand intelligence.
Right.
It's clear that the neuroscientists seem to be pretty convinced that we don't have a consciousness. There's nothing behind us driving us, right? There's no little person inside of us guiding our actions. It's all just basically autonomic responses to what's coming into our brain.
That's depressing.
Yeah. Well, it's not, I don't know if it's depressing. It's just real. Sorry. I didn't mean to be depressing.
No, it kind of blows, like the whole thing that we learned in yoga about like the seer and how your back, you know, and then your response. Anyway, never mind.
But, it, you know, the further back you go, it seems like you drop the veils, right? The veils of consciousness. Mm-hmm. When you drop the veils of consciousness, you just experience, right?
If well, that's what we were talking about, yeah.
Right. So that's just the body experiencing, and you're not trying to place this construct of consciousness on top of it.
And process it and stuff. Oh, okay, this got off on its
All the noise that you add to your brain, that you try to get rid of that, because it's just getting in your way. So you just allow your consciousness to act more clearly.
Sounds like meditation.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap. And that's the funny thing about the Buddhist teaching of the oneness and getting rid of all your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Neuroscience is basically saying the same thing now.
Mm-hmm.
So
you do get into a different space. So
no, I never thought of Buddhism as being a religion, because basic Buddhist teachings are mostly just about self-improvement, really. Of course, then the religious types get a hold of it and make it into religion.
Well, I thought that a lot of the Eastern stuff, it was like more philosophical. I like the philosophy of it without delving into the anything else. Anyway.
What does that even mean?
It means I have nothing.
Okay, that's it.